Nandy should be on the line any second. Oh, he's there now. Andy, how are you?
Oh, Christian, I'm gutted.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah, I watched the highlights back last night. 3 hours under that hot sun. A lot of questions asked. It was grueling. But finally, Olivia did split up with Chris. Oh.
Hey, never saw that coming. Nicely done.
Basically, it was my injury, my hip aches from an old problem. Also, my shoulder's now killing me, but that's mainly from where Mum threw the toaster at me for losing last night. Last night, the team got together at the hotel to discuss what went wrong. You know, a lot of technical talk, whether to change my psychologist or dietitian. But Mum eventually concluded the best thing she could do was to offer out Ivan Lendl one-on-one in the hotel car park.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, Dyson, he talking about there about, you know, crisis talks. You know, Mum wanted answers. And I think it's fair to say they really got their heads together. She nutted him, is what happened. Now, I've had a lot of high-profile support, and can I just say shame on the Daily Mail, who are saying Kate Middleton's mum is too common to keep going in the royal box at Wimbledon. Do you see that?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
That is not true. Tracy Middleton is a wonderful supporter. She's invited me to stay at their villa in Torremolinos. Stylish. It's just next door to Big Ron Atkinson's place.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, nice.
She's had tattoos done on her fingers that read, "Come on, Andy." And Mrs. Middleton, actually, she sent me this a note last night. She's written, "Well done, geezer. You is the dog's other geezer was a joke." So thank you to Tracy Middleton. Now, listen, I can't just say, you know, being a
champ... It's good to get all these Middleton jokes, isn't it?
Yes. Topical. But, you
know, some old cast-offs, huh? Cut and paste an old document, have you?
No alphabet spaghetti, yeah?
No.
You know, being a champion, you still want to get better. Every year it's an itch. The treasure, mate, I can never quite scratch, but that's those nylon pants Mum buys for me in this heat. And that's a cut and paste. Now, I don't want to be a sore loser, but, you know, there's lessons to be learned. I remember.
What's happened? What's happened, Andy?
Oh, I remember. Pepper Pig. We gave a piggy in the middle.
Oh, dear. Funny stuff, was it?
Can you guess why? Because Daddy Pig cheated. And Pepper knew, and put it this way, I don't think Pepper was very pleased. Mummy Pig was funny. She says, "Come on, Pepper, let's play a trick on Daddy." You know, and that's when things got out of hand. Do you want to speak to Mum?
Yeah, we'd love to have a quick chat with Mum if she's around. Yeah, Judy's there. Yeah.
All right, Mum.
Oh no.
What's going on?
Hey Judy, how are you?
Can I just say I am fiercely proud of my wonderful tennis son, right? My Jamie's fabulous. Still in the dark. And he's useless.
Oh, Jamie.
He's still in it. And as for the ladies, eh? We're all going to get behind Joanna Continental, aren't we, eh?
Yeah, she's the great hope now.
Yeah. What's that?
As I said, you know, everyone's rooting for her, you know? It's good.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. That's nice, isn't it? Forgotten my hand in there, have you?
No, it's not like that.
Forgotten him already, have you?
No.
You want some, pal? You want some? I'm going to bar you, pal.
Oh, no, Judy, come on, let's not fall out.
I'm going to bar you, pal. You think you're better than me?
No, I don't. I just say it's good luck for Conta.
Think you're better than me?
No.
I'm watching you.
Sorry?
Wow.
What? Judy?
I'll see you next year, pal.
Oh, God.